Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here is a little known fact about Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos actually got his start selling Christmas trees. Did you know that? True story. Why didn't he stick with it? Because he found something just a bit more profitable. You might have heard of his other little business. Maybe one problem was that Christmas trees did not ship well. Also, no one wanted Christmas tree prime. It was a total flop. And then, of course, you know, he changed things around and did pretty well for himself. But also, you know, the other problem is, and this is also true, Christmas trees are a seasonal business, right? You don't tend to sell many Christmas trees in June or, well, pretty much any month other than December, maybe November, I don't know, depending on how early you get the holiday thing going. So if you're not trying to be Jeff Bezos and sell either Christmas trees or, you know, build a giant e-commerce platform, you still might want a business that only operates one part of the year because there are some advantages to that. So in that situation, when you're looking at a seasonal business, when is the best time to start ramping up? When is the best time to start a seasonal business? That's what our caller wants to know. I'll see if I can provide some helpful advice to, I think her name is Melissa, right after this quick shout out to our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is Melissa from Bloomington, Indiana. I have an idea for a side business that's probably too late for this year, but I'm thinking ahead. I actually thought of it while listening to one of the archive episodes about a woman who wrote personalized letters from Santa. Like I said, I think I'll need to wait a while, but being too late for this year means I can plan for 2023. Without getting into the details of the specific idea, imagine I had to have everything ready to go by November 10th. When should I start working on it to hit that deadline?
Hey, Melissa. So there are a few different parts here. When you say ramping up, I'm going to assume you mean the announcement and promotion, marketing, just the general opening for business of this seasonal endeavor. And I mean that instead of, you know, actually all the preparation you have to do. Because the cool thing about a side hustle like this is you could prepare for it at any time. You know, you could work on it, you know, as I said, anytime throughout the year, you know, even though you're not doing Santa letters, that's not what this particular project is. Like if you were, what I mean is you could work on the website and the back-end process. You could develop the email templates, you know, all that other stuff in March or in July or September, just whenever you had time, you know, so don't forget that you don't have to save everything for a crunch period. So that's why I think the more important question is, when is that rollout date? When is the date, you know, that you're actually going to announce and begin marketing this project? And there's probably a sweet spot, like there's a range. It's not just like there's this one magic date that you must hit. But I would imagine if it were those Santa letters again, you couldn't sell them too early or too late. You know, or actually, now that I think about it, maybe there is a market for selling it really late, you know, as a last minute kind of thing. But even technically, like you couldn't sell them after Christmas, right? You couldn't sell them in January. So again, most likely there's an acceptable common sense range, and it won't matter too much, you know, which particular date you hit as long as you're in that range. So just think about the business, you know, when do people buy what it is you're selling? And maybe you want to be ready to roll out a couple of days before that. Maybe you want to do some testing, although, you know, of course, that could be done sooner as well. I would just make sure I had as much ready to go as possible beforehand, so then I could focus fully on that marketing piece and not be combining the marketing and the development at the same time. Especially since it's a side project, you know, you don't have a team for this, I assume. It's just you, or, you know, maybe you've got some help, but it's a pretty small team if there is a team. So I would have as much as ready possible so I could focus fully on that rollout. So Melissa, anybody else out there, good luck with your seasonal business, whether it is this year or planning for next year. I am cheering you on wherever you are in the world, whatever you're up to, and I hope you'll continue to listen. New episode every day. This is Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.